want to talk now, though, about a development in Kerry, the continuing development of broadband in the county, because today National Broadband Ireland will be talking to the members of Kerry County Council as part of their monthly meeting in Áras an Cuadhnge in Tralee. And with me in our studio here in Killarney, I have TJ Malone, who is Development CEO with NBI, about the National Broadband Plan. And TJ, thanks for joining us in the programme this morning. Welcome to Kerry. Can I ask, first of all, just what will you be telling the councillors? You're talking about, I suppose, the plan up to now, what's been invested, and you're breaking new ground on a kind of a seminal place when it comes to development of infrastructure and technology in this county, the Black Valley. So what would you be saying to the councillors this morning?
Yeah, so look, we'll be giving them an update, first of all, on how we're progressing across the whole country. We have 560,000 premises that we're rolling out high-speed broadband to. So we're making really significant progress across the country. We have about 70% of the country now either constructed or under construction. In Kerry, then we'll get more specific into how we're doing in Kerry. We're investing 107 million euros into the whole area of Kerry, and that includes 28,000 premises that fall into the National Broadband Plan. So in Kerry itself at the moment, we've 50% of those 28,000 premises are now available and ready for service. We've Listowel coming on now shortly, which is another 5,500 premises, and by the end of this year we'll have 70% of the premises in Kerry will be ready for service. So
what does ready for service mean?
So ready for service means that you can go online and you can get a connection. So you can connect to high-speed fibre broadband. That's effectively what it means.
To whatever provider you would choose.
Yeah, so National Broadband Ireland is a wholesale provider. But if you log on to our website, which is nbi.ie, there's a list of any amount of service providers, whether they're national ones, such as the likes of Air, Virgin Media, Sky, or some of the local guys, such as Ivertech or Kerrynet or Kerry Broadband, any of those.
Okay, so 70% by year end is the hope.
70% to be ready for service by the end of this year, yes.
Okay, tell me about the Black Valley. Yes. The last place in Ireland to get electricity, it's now going to have this high-speed broadband.
Yeah, so as you said, the last place to get electricity, I think in 1978, was when they, and I think there's even one house in the Black Valley that's still off the grid. But we're putting in, we met with all of the local councillors, we met with the Kerry County Council, etc., and we came up with a plan to bring high-speed fibre broadband the whole way, and I think it's the first fixed-line telecommunications network ever to be built in the Black Valley. We started on the 8th of January. We're making significant progress in there at the moment. It entails probably about 35 kilometres of fibre that needs to be brought through the Black Valley, and as you can imagine, of all the, you know, the natural areas of conservation in there, there's a lot of planning had to go on, a lot of work had to go on with the ecologists, the archaeological team, Kerry County Council, so significant progress being made in there. We think we'll have it available by the end of the summer for people to sign up and connect in there. And we obviously had to try and do it outside of the season because of the tourist attraction in the area that's there as well.
There's challenges, the topography, the, as you said, the special area of conservation that it is. You've had to deal with all of that.
Yeah, it's been extremely challenging. I suppose we spent as much time planning it as we are nearly constructing it. You know, it's very difficult terrain, but we're making significant progress. We're actually ahead of target in there. We started, as I said, on the 8th of January, and we're making significant progress now getting through it. But the one thing I would have to say as well is the people in there, there's about 91 premises between people in the periphery and people down in the valley itself, and we've found the people in the area absolutely fantastic to work with. They have been more than facilitating, and we'd like to thank them extremely well for what they've done for us.
Okay, so you'll be talking to councillors about that. You'll be saying about, I suppose, where things stand. Now, what can you tell people out there when you're finished? What impact will this have on the country in terms of our infrastructure, people's ability to work from home, the importance of this connection for people and business?
Look, I think the people of Ireland very often think they're being left behind when it comes to broadband services. But, you know, this initiative that was taken by the state to make sure that every single premise in Ireland had access to high-speed broadband is the first of its type in Europe, and we're actually ahead of anybody in Europe when this comes. So by the time we're finished, and we'll be finished by the end of 2026, which is the 7-year programme, we were granted an extra 8.5 months because of COVID, but we believe we'll get it back in time and finish in 2026. Everybody will have access to high-speed broadband. They will be able to work from home, they'll be able to access all the online services, and in a state now and a world now where everything is becoming much more data, you know, hungry and intense, high-speed broadband will be the equivalent of electrification in a house in time to come.
It's as simple as that.
Simple as that, yeah. It's been compared, the rollout of the National Broadband Plan has been compared to the rollout of the electricity into rural Ireland in years before. Only that took 50 years. We got 7 years.
Okay, very good. Well, look, TJ, thanks very much for outlining that for us on the programme this morning and for talking to us as well. You'll be talking to the councillors. There'll be a lot more out of that today, but thanks for coming into us in Killarney.
Thanks very much, Jerry.
Great stuff. There you go. That's National Broadband Plan, the National Broadband Plan. Development CEO for NBI, TJ Malone.